Hey friends, and welcome to the Daily Disciple Making Course. I can't tell you how long I've wanted to say those words. This is a project that's been on my mind and on my heart for the past several months, and I'm so excited that I finally get to share with you. My name is Amy Gannett, and I am a Bible teacher and a writer with one pretty big passion, and that is disciple making in the local church. Part of the reason that the Lord placed this course on my heart is because so many of you have asked good questions about discipleship. I have heard from so many of you good questions about what is discipleship? What is the role of discipleship in the life of the average believer? How do we do it? Where do we start? And quite honestly, the questions that I have myself, even after Bible school and seminary, I still often find myself wondering, is discipleship really something I'm called to be a part of? Because it's such a huge commitment, it feels so daunting at times. I need to know, is this something that is incumbent upon me as a follower of Jesus? And if it is, gosh, where do I start? These are just really practical questions that we want to answer in this course. I'm so glad that you're here, because if you have these questions, we are going to get to hear from Bible teachers and mentors who are going to help us understand the answers to these questions and so much more. We're going to hear from people like Melissa Kruger on the topic of Bible study and discipleship. We're going to ask questions of her, like, if I want to sit down and study the Bible with somebody, but I don't feel like a seminary grad, where do I start? What's a good book for me to start with? And what do I do if I run up against a question in the text that I don't know the answer to? What if somebody I'm discipling has a question and I don't know how to answer it? What do I do? We're also going to hear from people like Courtney Doctor on the role of Bible teaching in discipleship. Side note, Courtney Doctor is a Bible teacher that I was just exposed to for the first time a year and a half ago, and I don't know how she was missing in my life. I still have her words ringing in my ear, and after I sat under her teaching, I just thought, I want to be a Bible teacher like that. I can't wait for you to hear from her. She has such a wealth of knowledge about the role that Bible teaching plays in the life of discipleship, and I think you're going to be really blessed as she gives some practical steps and tips for people saying, I want to walk into being a Bible teacher, but I have no idea where to start. She's going to help us understand that. And then in the life of discipleship, one of the biggest questions that I've had is, how do we actually help people grow? How do we actually ask good questions of those that we're discipling that prompt fruitful growth in their lives by the power of the Holy Spirit? We know we're not responsible for the growth, but what can we do that actually leads to fruitful living for them? Well, one of my favorite modules in this whole course is my conversation with Hannah Anderson on the role of discernment in disciple making. She's going to help us understand how we can encourage people to really ask good questions, to think hard about things, to search the scriptures for themselves, to find answers to really complex questions. This is such an important module because it really leads us in the discussion of how do we help people grow and change into the right kind of people, not just people who have the right kind of answers. Oh, it is going to be so, so good. We're also going to hear from people like Jen Wilkin on the role of theology in disciple making. Have you ever stopped to think that theology has a role in discipleship relationships? Honestly, it's something that I had a lot of questions about personally. And so I had the opportunity to ask Jen all of my questions, and I can't wait to share her wisdom-saturated answers with you. But that's not it. We're going to hear from people like Abby Wedgeworth on discipleship for different ages and levels of spiritual development. We're going to hear from Caroline Saunders on what discipleship even is. We're going to talk about the role of evangelism in discipleship relationships. And we're going to talk about how to develop and foster a disciple-making community in our local church. Do you have questions about these things? I know I do. And so we get to talk to mentors and Bible teachers about these things and learn from their wisdom and from the Word of God about the role each of these topics play in the life of disciple making. One of my great hopes for this course is that we are able to demystify disciple making relationships. It's not for the spiritually elite. It's not just for seminary grads. It's for every single believer in ordinary lives, in ordinary circumstances, who are following the call of Christ to make disciples of every nation. And so I'm excited that you are here, because in some ways that tells me that you are responding to God's call in wanting to make disciples, in teaching people to know and love God. I'm going to be here every step of the way. Even while we talk to various Bible teachers and mentors, I'm going to be the one moderating, sort of guiding you from one module to the next. Another tool that will help guide you is your field guide. You'll see it in your downloads that you have access to the Disciple Makers Field Guide. And I think that this resource is going to be incredibly helpful. I think this is where a lot of the fruitful work is going to take place. I know it's a big PDF. It's a really hefty document to print, but I think it's going to be irreplaceable as we think about the fruitful work that's going to come from this course. So don't skip printing that out. I think it's going to be incredibly beneficial to you. Each module within the field guide is going to have two really vital things. The first is a listener's guide. You're going to have access to the questions that are guiding my conversation with these different Bible teachers and mentors. So as you're listening, take notes. That will help you remember what you are learning so that you can reference it later. The truth is you're not going to remember everything you hear in all 10 modules. So go ahead and take notes. Listen with an ear for what the Lord might teach you and document it there in the field guide. That's what it's for. The second thing, and I think this is maybe even more important than the listener's guide, the second thing that you'll find is that each module will have questions for reflection. Friends, don't skip this step. This is where the real fruitful work is going to take place. These questions will help you internalize and apply what you have just learned from each module. They're going to ask you questions about how this could be applied in your own life. It's going to ask prompting questions of if you can relate to something the teacher has just said. It's going to ask you questions about how the Lord might be leading you into new disciple-making relationships. This is going to be so fruitful for you if you commit the time and energy to answering these questions well. So don't skip that. Grab your field guide, print it out, and be ready before you dive into module one. The last thing I want to ask of you is that if you have any questions, go ahead and email me. I'm here to answer questions that you might have. I'm here to be a guide and a resource for you. If you've got questions, email me at hello@amygannett.com. That's hello@amygannett.com. I'm always eager to hear from you, and I'm eager to answer your questions. Well, friends, before you dive into module one, which I'm so excited for you to do, take a few minutes and ask the Lord to teach you throughout this course. The Lord is the one who's going to be your teacher. He's going to be your guide. We are just resources. We are just being used by the Lord to guide a discussion on disciple making. But the Lord is going to be the one to do the work in your own life. So stop, pause, ask the Lord to teach you. Ask him where there might be blind spots in your life on the topic of disciple making. Ask him where you've been resistant to the call to be a disciple maker. Ask him to reveal these spots in your hearts where he might want to fill in some gaps as you go through this course. The Holy Spirit is the one who is going to do the work and be your teacher. So before you dive in, ask him to be present with you. Ask him to be your teacher. I'm doing the same, even at a distance, as I pray for you. Well, friends, once you've done that, grab your field guide and go ahead and dive into module one, and we'll talk to Caroline Saunders all about discipleship.